Recorded Books is proud to present the Pimsleur Language Program, the world's most effective method for teaching foreign languages. By using the Pimsleur Language Program, you will find that learning to speak a language has never been easier.
This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Вибачте, ви українка?
Так, українка. А ви?
Я американець.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
In the next few minutes, you'll learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine a man sitting next to a Ukrainian woman on a plane. She's reading a newspaper in Ukrainian. He wants to begin a conversation, so he says,
Вибачте.
Which means pardon or excuse me. As your first Ukrainian word, it may sound strange, but really, all the sounds in it are sounds we have in English. Your objective in this course is to pronounce everything just like the native speakers with whom you'll be conversing. But don't worry about absolute perfection. Think of the many famous foreigners who have a little accent when they speak English, and you'll realize that even if you have a slight accent in Ukrainian, you'll be understood very well. Now, the man is going to say this first word, excuse me, again.
Вибачте. Вибачте.
Let's take this word apart, building it up backwards. Here's the last syllable. Repeat it.
Те.
Did you repeat? Try it again after the speaker.
Те. Те.
It sounds a little like the English e, but with a little T sound at the beginning. Repeat again after the speaker.
Te. Te.
Now, try this.
Бачте. Бачте.
Now the whole word. Here is, excuse me, or pardon. Repeat.
Вибачте.
Notice where the stress is, on the syllable that sounds like
Ви.
Repeat it again.
Вибачте. Вибачте.
Did you repeat? Try it again. Repeat the word pardon or excuse me.
Вибачте.
Do it once more. Make sure you're getting that stress right on the
Ви.
Syllable. Say, excuse me, in Ukrainian.
Вибачте.
Did you get it? Say, excuse me, or pardon again.
Вибачте.
Our gentleman wants to know if she's Ukrainian. He asks, are you Ukrainian? Here's what he says. Listen.
Ви українка?
Literally, he's saying the two words, you Ukrainian. There's no R in this sentence. Ukrainian doesn't need it. Are you Ukrainian? Sounds like this.
Ви українка?
Here's the word Ukrainian. Just listen.
Українка.
This word ends with a
К
sound. Repeat the ending.
К. К.
Now here's a little more of the word. Repeat.
Їнка. Їнка.
Now here's the whole word, Ukrainian. Listen and repeat.
Українка. Українка.
The trilled or flapped R that is in the middle of this word is common in many world languages, but not in English. So here's a quick way to learn it. Imagine the title, Prince of Prussia. It's spelled with R's. Imagine now replacing the R's with D's and saying the title very slowly. You'd have something like, the Prince of Prussia. Say, Prince of Prussia. Now say it a little faster. Prince of Prussia. Say it again. Pedence of Padusha. Now listen to the speaker say Ukrainian.
Ukrainka.
Now repeat the word Ukrainian.
Ukrainka. Ukrainka.
You'll get a lot of practice on this sound. How do you say Ukrainian?
Ukrainka. Ukrainka.
Now, do you remember how to say pardon or excuse me?
Вибачте. Вибачте.
Our gentleman asked, "Are you Ukrainian?" Listen to the question.
Ви українка?
Here's you. Just listen.
Ви. Ви.
Say the word you.
Ви.
Say you again.
Ви.
Now here's the complete question. Are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка?
Listen again. Note that the high point of the sentence is on the third syllable of the word Ukrainian. Then the tone drops back. Listen and compare the English and the Ukrainian. Are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка?
How would you ask a woman, "Are you Ukrainian?"
Ви українка?
Say, "Excuse me, are you Ukrainian?"
Вибачте, ви українка?
Say it again. Excuse me, are you Ukrainian?
Вибачте, ви українка? Вибачте, ви українка?
Now she answers, "Yes, Ukrainian. And you? Listen."
Так, українка. А ви? Так, українка. А ви?
Here's the word for yes. Repeat it.
Так. Так.
Here's yes, Ukrainian. Listen.
Так, українка. Так, українка.
How does she answer? Yes, Ukrainian.
Так, українка. Так, українка.
Then she asks, "And you? Listen."
А ви? А ви?
How does she ask, "And you?"
А ви?
This is actually two words, as in English. Ask, "And you?"
А ви?
Say, "Yes, Ukrainian, and you?"
Так, українка. А ви?
Ask a woman, "Excuse me, are you Ukrainian?"
Вибачте, ви українка?
Say, "Yes, Ukrainian, and you?"
Так, українка. А ви?
He responds, I'm an American. It has only two words. Listen.
Я американець. Я американець.
What he's really saying is, I, American. Ukrainian does not use all the words that English does. There's no am and there's no an. Here's the word I. Listen and repeat.
Я. Я.
Say the word I.
Я. Я.
Listen to the word American.
Американець. Американець.
Here's the last part of the word. Listen.
Нець. Нець.
The end of this word sounds a little like the English word nets. Listen and repeat.
Nets. Nets.
Now let's add another part of the word. Listen and repeat.
Конец. Конец.
Here is the middle of the word. Listen and repeat.
Мери. Мери.
Now we'll add this to what you already know. Listen and repeat.
Американець. Американець.
And here's the whole word, American. Repeat it.
Американець. Американець.
How do you say American?
Американець. Американець.
What is the word for I?
Я. Yeah. Я. Yeah.
Now say, I'm an American.
Я американець. Я американець.
How does he ask her, excuse me, are you Ukrainian?
Вибачте, ви українка? Вибачте, ви українка?
She responds, yes, Ukrainian, and you? Say this.
Так, українка. А ви? Так, українка. А ви? Так, українка. А ви?
He says, I'm an American. Say that.
Я американець. Я американець.
Here's how a man would say, I'm British. Listen.
Я англієць. Я англієць.
Let's build this up from the end. Beginning with a
єць
sound. Listen and repeat.
Єць. Єць.
Add a syllable to the front. It sounds like the name Lee. Listen and repeat.
Лієць. Лієць.
Now, here's the first part of the word. It starts with an on, as in wand, and then follows with a g sound, but the g is not really voiced. There's no equivalent sound in English, but you can come close by saying big and hug together very quickly. The sound the G and the H make when spoken together comes very close. Let's try it. Say big hug. Now say big hug a little faster. Once again, as quickly as you can run the words together. Do you hear the sound? Listen to the speaker.
Гли. Гли.
Try it again. Listen and repeat.
Гли. Гли.
Now, let's put the on syllable together with the
гли
sound. Listen and repeat.
Англи. Англи.
Now here's the whole word. Note that the stress is on the ли syllable. Listen and repeat.
Англієць. Англієць.
How would you say, I'm British?
Я англієць. Я англієць.
The Ukrainian woman is really surprised that a foreigner speaks any Ukrainian at all, and you're sounding pretty good. She tells you, you speak Ukrainian well. Listen.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи. Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
Literally, she's saying, you well speak in Ukrainian. Listen to the last part, in Ukrainian.
По-українськи. По-українськи.
Don't confuse this with the word for a Ukrainian person that you learned earlier. We'll see the difference shortly. For now, think of
по-українськи
as a single unit, meaning in Ukrainian or in the Ukrainian manner. How do you say in Ukrainian?
По-українськи. По-українськи.
How do you ask a woman, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка? Ви українка?
How do you say in Ukrainian?
По-українськи. По-українськи.
Here's how to say you speak. Listen.
Ви говорите. Ви говорите.
You already know the word you. Here's speak.
Говорите. Говорите.
Hear it is again, slowly. Repeat it.
Говорите. Говорите.
This word has that same flapped R in the middle. Listen and repeat again.
Говорите. Говорите.
Now here is you speak. Listen and repeat.
Ви говорите. Ви говорите.
How do you say you speak?
Ви говорите. Ви говорите.
Do you remember how to say in Ukrainian? Say it.
По-українськи. По-українськи.
How would you say, you speak Ukrainian?
Ви говорите по-українськи. Ви говорите по-українськи.
Did you get it? Say, you speak Ukrainian again.
Ви говорите по-українськи.
Now here's the word for well. Listen.
Добре. Добре.
Listen again and try to repeat the word for well.
Добре. Добре.
This word too has that flapped R sound in it. Say it again after the speaker.
Добре. Добре.
This is a very useful word in Ukrainian because it not only means well, but also has a wide range of meanings like okay, fine, I understand, I'll take care of it, and so on. For now, we'll just concentrate on it in this sentence, though. How do you say well?
Добре. Добре.
Now here's the whole sentence. You speak Ukrainian well. You know all the words. Listen.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи. Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
How do you say you speak Ukrainian well?
Ви добре говорите по-українськи. Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
Say it again.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи. Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me, or pardon me?
Вибачте.
And how do you ask a woman, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка?
How would a man say, I'm an American?
Я американець.
How would a man say, I'm British?
Я англієць.
Now let's suppose you overhear a man and a woman on a plane. He wants to start up a conversation with her, so he asks, excuse me, are you Ukrainian? You ask it for him.
Вибачте, ви українка?
She responds, yes, Ukrainian, and you? How does she say this?
Так, українка, а ви?
He says, I'm an American. Say it for him.
Я американець.
How would a man say, I'm British?
Я англієць.
She responds, you speak Ukrainian well. Say that.
Ви добре говорите по-українськи.
And that's true, or at least you're beginning to. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. When you feel you've mastered about 80% of the material in this unit, you're ready to move on. Otherwise, you should invest some time in doing this unit over again.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.